Where did I put that?
Definitely blessed today, man.
Hallelujah.
Hey, what we can do, we can sing happy birthday to Rex again. Amen. Let's sing happy birthday to Rex NASCAR style. Why don't y'all say that?
Come on, Rex. It's NASCAR style. We got to run around the room.
Real redneck, amen.
Where is he?
He's out there. He'll come running, amen.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Michael,
happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sitting up here looking. I had my message. I'm sitting up here looking for the message this morning. Had it all together. Went up there looking. Michael had it. Amen. Y'all wonder why y'all singing happy birthday. It's because I went up here to the podium. There was no message. Amen. If we had to sing it five times until that thing printed off again, y'all would have been singing again. Any other birthdays? Let's sing a happy birthday to everybody that's got a birthday in September. Amen. Yeah, we were winging it, amen, but we found it. Michael had it, amen. So they say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Why don't you open your Bibles to Mark chapter 2, verse 15. And I just want to, I got something weird in here. Mark chapter 2, verse 15, and it says, and it came to pass, someone said, it happened.
It happened.
Whenever you see the word that it came to pass, that means some things happened. Amen. Some things, you came together to make, there were effects and a result. So what do you call it? Cause and effect. Amen. Someone say, it came to pass.
It came to pass.
That means that certain things had to come in line in order for this to take place. And it came to pass. How many of you are ready for some things to come to pass?
Amen.
How many would be happy if things just passed?
Amen.
I mean, you ever had a kidney stone or something? Amen. So I say, and it came to pass. Listen, God's got a promise for you. God's got a promise for you. How many of you have heard words?
Amen.
And some of you have given up already, maybe because it didn't come as fast as you thought it should come. You thought God is so slow. Or maybe he forgot, or maybe the prophet was lying. Some say there's a time.
There's a time.
There's an appointed time. And usually in that time frame, there's some things that need to happen in order for this to come to pass. Some say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say, it will come to pass.
It will come to pass.
God is not a man that he should lie. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples. Look at somebody and say, who are you sitting with?
Who are you sitting with?
This morning.
This morning.
Some say, it came to pass.
It came to pass.
As soon as that group got together, God was able to take them to another level.
Amen.
Some say, together.
Together.
Say it one more time, together.
Together.
So you need to thank God for the ability just to come together. How many let God orchestrate your life?
Amen.
There's some more scriptures about that. I just wanted to get you that. Somebody say, tax collectors, that everybody in this group wasn't perfect, were they? Didn't seem that everybody in that group deserved to be together. Didn't seem like they would all fit in. Here you got the Son of God, the most holy one. Then you had these disciples, those that were following him about everywhere. But then again, at the same time, so we say sinners.
Sinners.
Together. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You know what? In our life, God puts people in our life, and sometimes we don't understand it all. We can't figure it out. Amen. But if Jesus could come together, somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even with people that wasn't on his level, people that didn't understand what he was saying half the time. Amen.
Amen.
We should be able, someone say, to come together. Mark chapter 9, verse 25. Oh, I got a word from the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to get anything from God till you learn to come together.
That's right. Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Well, yeah, I can get something from God, but you won't pull it. Let me tell you what, there are several different anointings that you can pull from. Everybody has faith, and you can get anything you want by faith. Somebody say, thank God for that in the process of time. But don't you know there's a corporate anointing?
Amen.
Which is a greater anointing. It's a powerful anointing. Amen. You can get a whole lot done. Amen. But you can only pull on that corporate anointing. Somebody say, hallelujah. When we come together. There are a lot of people that want to come together before they get their stuff together. And you always wonder, why can't we get it together? Somebody, look at somebody and say, we need to get it together. Well, let me tell you what, as you get you together, maybe you'll be able to get together with others.
Amen.
And if everything apart you, around you, is apart and fraction, amen. Disunified, somebody say, it's you. Because I tell you what, when you come together, amen, on the inside, you'll find the relationships all around about you, amen, able to come together.
Amen.
If Jesus was able to put that group together, my Lord, he must have been one together person, wasn't he?
Amen.
It didn't affect him. Here he had disciples, himself, publicans, and sinners, and yet they were able to come together that he might be able to give us that scripture. He said, listen, they that are sick need not a physician. I mean, those that are well need not a physician, but those that are sick. When Jesus saw, someone say saw. How many of you want that anointing? Amen?
Amen.
You want that anointing. He said, listen, when Jesus saw the people came running, but not just any kind of way. Someone say running.
Running.
Together.
Together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Someone say running together.
Running together.
That did something on the inside of him. He rebuked the foul spirit. How many of you want to see some things pass and some things get loose and some things get broken?
Amen.
Well, as soon as Jesus got to the point, he said he saw them running. There were a whole lot of people running. People running just don't impress God when they're running everywhere like chickens with their heads cut off.
Amen.
Usually when I see people running everywhere, it makes me want to run the other direction. But I tell you what, when people run together, it gets the attention of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It didn't give us a statistical report, a stats report of what kind of people were in that crowd that were running. There were all kind of junk in that group, wasn't it?
Amen.
There's all kind of mess in that group, but yet, somebody say, they all came together and ran to him.
Hallelujah.
Say, keep on running.
And
as soon as he saw them running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou deaf and dumb spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter into him no more. That goes to say, when people run together, demons flee.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Means a higher degree. Something usually happens. I just went through the Bible looking at all the times when the word together was there. Most of the time it was together. Most of the time it was talking about people. And usually when people came together, they would always get the attention of God, and God would always do something because the people were together. Luke chapter 5. Let's go there. In Luke chapter 5, it's talking about people getting healed of all their infirmities. You think Jesus let them down? But so much more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes did what? Came together to hear. Isn't that a great thing? Some say coming together just to hear. God will always respond. Notice also in Luke chapter 8, go there. And when, everybody say when. Say it again, and when.
And when.
That means it was an appointed time, doesn't it? And when what? When is it going to happen? When is it going to break forth? When? Somebody say, and when much people, that's the ingredient, were gathered together and came out of every city, he spake by a parable. Here we go, Jesus started teaching. Somebody say, amen. That means when the people came together, they got a higher degree of teaching.
Yes, amen.
Somebody say, when. Say it again, when. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy this morning. This is all you're getting. Hallelujah.
This is awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
I ain't going to change it. Amen. All we have to do is give the word. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus gave the word and set them free. Amen. So we say, and when?
And when.
When's it going to happen? When the people come together. Look at somebody and say, come together. God's heart. See, every once in a while, everybody wants this. We get individual care from God. God cares for us all one by one, all of us individually, you know? He ministers us one-on-one. But don't you know there are ways of God's grace where he can knock out all of our mess together?
Hallelujah.
We can just get caught up in one wave of God. He can heal us and take us to the next level together.
Amen.
You can just get in on a boat. Amen?
Amen.
He didn't give everybody a raft when he was saving them with the book, when he was saving them from the flood, did he? He put them all in the same boat. Somebody say, we're all in the same boat.
In the same boat. Hallelujah.
Somebody say, we can make it.
We can make it.
Together, no matter what you've got, no matter what you've got going on, it's a wave. And we're all just getting in the great wave going to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We can't. Somebody say, you can do it on your own. Yes, you can, but you get there a whole lot faster with others. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, together.
Together.
Notice he didn't start even to teach those disciples until they were all there.
Amen.
You didn't hear anything. He got them all together. He said he went and taught this message, then he found this one. He went and taught this message, then he found that one. No, they came all together. Amen?
Amen.
And after all, the 12 were there. Somebody say, foundation.
Foundation.
He began to teach them. You're going to find that word together a lot. Let me say, praise the Lord. When all the pieces come together, you go to the next level. I'm willing to wait. How about you? Hallelujah. All you got to do is be your part. Amen. Sooner or later, somebody will come and fill that. I don't care if it takes 50 years. Amen. Be nice if it was sooner.
Amen.
But when they all come together, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
God came and got it together. Amen?
Amen.
Right here. Luke chapter 13, verse 34. There are always somebody who want to throw you out of the boat, people. Always somebody who want to put you out of the party. Amen? Or make you feel that you don't need to be sitting at the table. Somebody say, I qualify to be right in the middle with Jesus. You might think you're a disciple. Some of you might think you're the Son of God himself. Amen. You're sitting there. Amen. But you know what? You can still have a hang up and be right there.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. He'll make you what you need to be. Oh, Jerusalem, thou which killeth the prophets, and stoneth them that are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children, somebody say, together.
Together.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Can't you just blend a little bit? Amen. Somebody say, together.
Together.
Everybody wants to be a superstar. Everybody wants to be the, amen, center of attention. Amen. Look at somebody and say, ain't nobody worrying about you. God's looking to gather us in together. There's a whole lot going on around the world. Amen. There's a whole lot going on in the body of Christ. And we start to think we're the only thing, you're the only one. Amen. And you got all the issues, the only word, you're going to miss God. Amen. God, he longed in his heart to gather them all together. Yes. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. There's only one King, one Lord, only one. You ain't got a song in heaven. He'll sing over you with songs. Amen. Jesus will sing over you with a song. Amen. But ain't no choir for you. Amen. Amen. Somebody say together.
Together.
Amen. Say it one more time, together. Together. Isn't this easy? Amen. When we look at it this way, then we figure. He said, that's why he was constantly teaching the disciples. Why? Fight among each other, tear each other, hair out, do all this other. Why devour ye one another? We used to call it taste like chicken. Y'all remember that message? Yes. Amen. You know, we love to find each other's faults. We just eat each other up. The Bible says, why devour ye one another? Amen. That was a little code word we used to have for each other when we'd start eating somebody up really good. Go taste just like chicken. We say Christian.
Christian.
Cannibals.
Cannibals.
Eating each. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it good still? Somebody say together.
Together.
Say it one more time. Together.
Together.
His church. How I long to gather as a hen doth gather her brood, somebody say her brood, under her wing. And you would not, and ye would not. Somebody say brood. And ye would not. I'm a stand out there. Now I know Jesus goes out there for that one lost sheep. Amen. Somebody say one lost sheep.
One lost sheep.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Someone say, just get in the middle of what God is doing. And hide. It's just that easy. You'll miss out on God if you don't realize, amen, that he's got a bigger plan. And his plan just might be bigger than you.
Amen.
Amen. And maybe you don't understand the whole big picture. Amen. Amen. But get in the middle of what God is doing. Amen. Go to Luke chapter 24, verse 15. Are y'all enjoying this morning?
Amen.
That's all I got. Somebody say together.
Together.
Oh, I like that.
Amen.
That feels good. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, that's all church should be. Come and hang out together. Let us just walk together. Somebody say, this is our car. You get on certain trains and everybody has their little compartments. Amen. We're all going the same place. Amen. But you usually hang in the car that you enjoy. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father.
And it came to pass. Somebody say, and came to pass.
And came to
say it one more time. And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
There's some things that need to come to pass. You can't rush it. I mean, you know there's some things that need to come to pass.
Amen.
You can't force what God wants to do.
Amen.
You can't make it happen. Amen. You can't rush it. All you can do is do your part. You can delay it, but I don't believe you can rush it. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes I don't even believe you can delay it. He'll just move you out of the way of it. Amen. And it came to pass that while they commune, where? Let's read that. Luke chapter 24, verse 15. Y'all are real quiet this morning. Amen. And it came to pass while they commune, went how? Together and reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Notice he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them.
Amen.
Who say getting together?
Getting together.
With friends.
With friends.
Jesus loves to get together.
Amen.
The apostles' doctrine. Amen. Breaking bread one with another in fellowship. Amen. And prayer. When God sees you're getting together, amen, he shows up.
Amen.
Doesn't matter where you start, amen. Doesn't matter what's going on. As long as you're getting together, hey, look, we all messed up and we walk in together, God will show up.
Amen.
This was after, amen. Even after he rose from the dead, he waited until they all came together.
Hallelujah.
Some were scared. Some had run off this way and they were afraid that they would be the next ones on the cross. Mm-hmm. He waited. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Until somebody got over their fear. Mm-hmm. Peter had a cussing spell, you know, not many days before that. Amen.
Amen.
He was in a probably backslidden state, all messed up, probably started picking up his sword again, thinking, I got to defend myself. Won't put me up there. Waited for Peter to get himself together. Amen.
Amen.
Then he showed up. How many glad every once in a while God waits for you?
Amen.
Somebody say, he's got all the time in the world. Amen?
Amen.
Hold things together. You're not going to miss your boat. He waited till they all drew near and came together once again. And then he showed up after he had risen from the dead. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Even in difficult times, in Acts chapter 4, verse 34. Let's go there. So say, under persecution.
Under persecution.
Now, we can claim persecution. Mm-hmm. Amen. But y'all ain't persecution is when people try to drive you off and cause you to run someplace. Amen. Most of the time, it's not persecuting, people just running. Amen?
Amen.
You know, wicked run when no one pursues them. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, people running all over the place with no, absolutely no reason to run whatsoever, just running. While the church is under persecution, it says, and when they had prayed, the place where they was, the place was shaken where they were assembled, where? How many of you want the place that you're assembled together to be shaken?
Amen.
So we say, where we come together. Say it. Where we come together.
Where we come together.
That's the place.
That's the place.
That'll shake.
That'll shake.
Lord, not where you want to be.
Glory to God.
Necessarily not where you should be. Amen. Not where you wish everybody else could get. But the place that you come together. That's the place that'll shake. Be it a prison. Amen.
Amen.
Be it in a rough situation. Mm-hmm. The place that you make up in your mind. Listen, I'm going to come together with those that God's got around me. Amen. That place will shake.
Amen.
I like that. You know, because the world was trying to shake the church.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But the church decided to stay together. But the earth shook. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you feel shaken? Isn't it great how he flips the thing sometimes? You know,
yes.
The enemy was out there trying to persecute that chase, trying to shift them and shake them and loose them up. They got together. God said, let me tell you what, I'm going to do something on the inside of y'all. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to cause you to stick together. Amen.
Yes.
And when they communed together and stuck together, they stuck together and God said, listen, the earth will shake.
Amen.
But you won't move. Amen.
Then
there's Sarah who said, though the earth be shaken, amen, I shall not be moved. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, standing.
Standing.
On shaky ground.
On shaky ground.
How many got things shaking all around you?
Amen.
Amen. That's all right. Great things happen when they came together.
Amen.
Somebody say, let's flip it.
Let's flip it.
How many are ready to flip some things?
Hallelujah.
Amen. The devil got all his stuff together. He just affirmed, I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going to do anything. Amen. And everybody else running around. If we just got to the point, say, let's come together on what we can come together with. Jesus.
Yes. Thank you.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. No matter where you are, it's all Jesus.
Amen.
Just one step closer. Might be the same step you're on, but as long as it's the next step for me, that's all I got to worry about. Amen. I might not be on your step. Amen. But as long as the next step for me, amen, that's where we can come together. Somebody say, let's come together.
On the next step.
Even though our steps may be different. See, that's what it was all about. That's why the Pharisees and sinners and all, that's why the publicans and the sinners and the disciples were able to come together, because they were all coming together on their next step. Mm-hmm. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready to go to your next step?
Amen.
I'm ready to go to mine.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's where we can come together. That's how you can come to agreement. That's how you can get off your little spiritual high horse.
Amen.
Amen. Your little distorted thinking. Amen. As all, somebody said, as far as God is concerned, amen, the next step is the best step.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you grow faster getting around newborn Christians than you will some of the people that had it together, think they got it together.
Amen.
Find somebody just got saved yesterday on fire for God. What do I need to know next? I can't wait to get to the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
Find yourself some next step Christians.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say running.
Running.
Hallelujah. As long as you want, somebody say glory to God. As long as you're stepping. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory. They used to tell people all the time. You know, maybe that should be the slogan here. Somebody say step.
Step.
You know what I used to tell people? Martin used to say that all the time. Step.
Step.
Somebody say everybody needs a step.
Step.
Either step up. Amen. Step forward. Or step your way out.
Amen.
Out of the way.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say step. That's how we discourage and just so many people putting roadblocks in front of people. Amen. Because we expect everybody to be just like us and to be picking it up just the way we're picking it up. And really, we shouldn't be boasting over our steps, because it's an escalator. God's doing all the work.
Amen.
Amen. We'll be all right. What am I here to say? Amen. When we all come together on that one point. Somebody say amen. It's the next step. No matter where you will be, amen, God will show up. Somebody say hallelujah.
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 And see, that's where, you know, we usually get into problems. You see people just get in it. Some of y'all had the steps. Amen. You get into ministry. There's so much to do. Amen. That's their step. When you get into this thing, you find all the work there is to do. So many people need to hear about Jesus. You get all worn out. Amen. We all may be in different places. Amen. But we need to come to agreement around that one point. Amen. That we're all stepping to the next level to get to Jesus. And everything will be all right. Did y'all enjoy that this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I did. Glory to God. Somebody say, we can make it.
We can make it.
Make it together.
Make it together.
Somebody, oh yeah, I won't forget to take. I won't. We have to say receive an offering. Amen.
Receive.
Hallelujah. Amen. We got more people say we're ready to take an offering. Amen. It's good to give, isn't it?
Amen.
It's very good to give. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you all look so good, Becky. That outfit you have on is sharp, girl.
Amen.
It looks good. You want to show everybody your outfit first? Stand up.
Well,
we do. Stand up. Hallelujah. And I don't. Somebody say, the Bible, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm happy for people. Isn't that pretty? Go, girl. Somebody say, thank you. Well, go through the rest of them. Hallelujah. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? Some say, let's come together.
Let's come together.
On everybody's next step. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there's one song, I used to think it's so geeky. You know, and maybe do, but I might just have to learn it, you know, because every time I hear it, I say, I like the message, but the song's kind of geeky. Taking it to the next level. Amen. People of God arise. Amen. The next level is what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I'm changing our slogan. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. We can make it together. What a wonderful slogan for Nations
yes,
Church.
Amen.
With it being Nations Church, Church amen. Of Diversity. Everybody say we can make it.
We can make it.
Together. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Jesse, give me an offering envelope. Hallelujah. Give me all of them. I'm going to hold them up high. If you need an offering envelope, it's thoroughly biblical to use those. Amen.
Amen.
I have it if you're giving cash. Amen. Brenda's giving cash. Amen. Rex, I know you got cash. I was at your birthday last night. Hallelujah. So say thank you. First they think, you cash. Amen.
Jesus.
Good things are happening. Is it this Friday night? This Friday night, guess what? We're going to do a joint service. We're doing a joint service with Sandra's ministry at Lindell Assembly. Amen. We're teaming up. So if y'all come here, we're not going to be here. Amen.
Okay, so the dinner is off this Friday night.
Yes. Aren't you blessed? Amen. So push it back. Push it back 1 week. Push it back 1 week. Amen. Amen. So we're going to be at Lindell Assembly. At what time? Lindell Assembly. And we're just going to split it up. And we're just going to have a good time. Amen.
Amen.
Lindell Assembly. On Friday night.
Amen.
Gee, you need an offering envelope?
Yes,
she
does.
Hallelujah. I'll give you an offering for it. Y'all, G won championship. Somebody say, G won championship last night. Amen. Soccer championship. He beat them because he said he's better than everybody else on the team. He was very clear. I'm the best. So I say hallelujah. Amen. You just get on the freeway and you'll see it. You just get on that freeway and you just keep spinning until the Lord reveals it to you. Amen. No, Sandra will give you directions on how to get to London. We have DVDs now. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And I tell you what, the messages are better on the DVD. Don't just buy the DVD and forget church. Amen.
Amen.
But it's got the scripture on the bottom, and sometimes we'll say stories or whatever, and we can go back and edit it and put the scripture references in there, you know, of what we're talking about and other things that will go along with it so you can get it deep on the inside of your spirit. Y'all get too much. Y'all really get a lot of stuff. And if you don't process this stuff, you're missing out on life. Amen? You just miss it because you hear so much. I mean, y'all enjoy Friday night with Sister Ruthie. Wasn't that good?
Amen.
Y'all just get so much meat. Amen?
Amen.
I mean, you could go home after hearing an offering teaching. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you better get the CDs and get the tapes and get it on the inside of you. Amen?
Amen.
And God will bless you. We get to be here tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen. Tonight at 7 o'clock for another good old service. Amen. No, a good new service.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because we can make it together. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say just keep moving. Hallelujah. Hold that offering high in the air. If you got it, why don't you stand? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? Abundance will never come to you until you realize that it comes through your seed.
Amen.
You can even give money and not realize that it comes through the seed and not get it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But you know what? As soon as you get that, as soon as it's solid in your heart, amen, as soon as you're able to connect your wealth with what you put out, amen, that you never get. How many, Dean works in the industry of finance, amen? And he's always trying to tell people, get a hold of your finances. Everybody say that. Get a hold of your finances. Get control of what you're doing financially.
Amen.
You have to know what's going on.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what. If you're only controlling your finances in the natural, you don't really know what's going on. Amen?
Amen.
But the real way to get control, the first step is to get control of your finances. Amen. Is to realize where it comes from.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And where it goes. When you're able to relate, amen, amen, when you're free enough to relate that I receive abundance by what I put out, as soon as it's revelation to you, amen, that's when the miracle of God starts beginning. You'll start to see that stuff come back again and again and again and again and again.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can't stop God from blessing you.
Amen.
Amen. Be broken yet blessed. Hallelujah. People don't understand that. But God is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hold that offering up a little high in the air. Amen. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
That we're walking
in the revelation of
God.
Together.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
I might not understand it all. But
thank God.
I'm in the number.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go on up and sow that seed right now and watch what God does. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad to be in Texas. Amen. With this group together. Somebody say together. Let's go in style together. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Bell, if you want to bless the people, amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let me stand up and say a benediction over you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every heart you've gathered into this place. Lord, we thank you that there every day, in every hour, in every moment, Father God, they're just walking. They're just walking in the right direction, doing the right thing, amen, saying the right thing, and coming closer to you, Father God. Amen. And the closer they come to you, Father God, the more of your light reflects on their life. Bring them out in supernatural ways, we pray. In Jesus' name we say, amen. Y'all be blessed. Put on some good music. We'll see y'all tonight at 7 o'clock.